Lawrence Peter Berra died yesterday. You probably know him as Yogi. He was 90 years old, an extraordinary catcher and hitter. Berra was also famous for his spectacular turns of phrase, one-liner philosophy like, it ain't over till it's over, or when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Allegedly, that's how Berra gave directions to his house. Yogi Berra's parents emigrated here from Italy, and he was born in the neighborhood of St. Louis known as The Hill. It was an Italian enclave, says Carlo DeVito. He wrote the biography, Yogi, The Life and Times of an American Original.
If you lived in The Hill, there was a very good chance that you heard Italian being spoken on an everyday basis. Yogi was actually Lorenzo Pietro Berra. That was his real name. That was Lawrence Peter was an invention of the baseball system trying to Americanize him. His mother couldn't even pronounce the word Lawrence or Larry, and her mispronunciation was Laudy.
Did Yogi speak Italian? Did his parents want him to?
Yogi understood Italian, but his parents spoke it fluently.
So where did the name Yogi come from?
Yogi came from an afternoon matinee, and one of the interim pieces in the matinee was a travel piece, and it showed a swami coaxing a cobra out of a basket. One of the kids used the word yogi instead of swami, and they said, hey, that guy looks like Laudy Berra. And Yogi stuck, and from the age of his early teens on, he was Yogi Berra.
I know there is a famous Yogi Berra story that involves another famous Italian-American ballplayer, Joe DiMaggio, and a $20 bill. Tell us that.
Well, when Yogi was a rookie in baseball, he had lent Joe DiMaggio $20. He was so excited, he called his parents and said, hey, I lent Joe DiMaggio $20. And, well, he never got the money back, and he told the story 1,000 times, and one day Joe DiMaggio finally turned to him and said, hey, I'm tired of hearing that story, and here's your $20 back.
Now, I know Berra left baseball during World War II and joined the Navy. He was actually part of the landing at Normandy during D-Day. What do you know about his time during the war?
During the war, he was incredibly bored, actually, and so what he did was he signed up for hazard pay. On D-Day, he really earned his pay. He was 100 yards from the beach, and they were firing rockets into the beach, an immense act of bravery, softening up the beach during the bombardment of the beaches for the Normandy invasion, right there on D-Day. He was very lucky. He got singed by a bullet. They very easily could have cut him in half. Several of the people in his boat were killed, but not him.
Yogi obviously came to be known for his unintentional philosophical yogiisms. What is your favorite one?
There are so many. You know, if you don't go to people's funerals, they won't go to yours. Too crowded there, nobody goes there anymore.
Right.
There were a number that were ascribed to him that he really didn't say. And, of course, that became my favorite saying, which is, I didn't really say everything I said. The Yankee publicity machine latched on to his persona and just started cranking stuff out. And, of course, he let them do it. He was a very smart man. Despite the fact that he had never graduated eighth grade, he was notorious for fighting for his contract. He would rather sit out a season than not get the money he was looking for. And they knew he was serious. He was also the first baseball player to actually have an agent.
Wow.
So he was smart.
Carlo, briefly, what do you think made Yogi Berra such a cultural icon?
He was not the typical baseball player. I mean, you think of somebody who was like 6'1", a big, strong, strapping guy. And Yogi was not that. I had a great conversation with Robert Lipsight, and he said every time you met Yogi, if he was in a suit or a sweatsuit, it didn't matter. It looked like he had slept in it, and he looked like this real schlub. But then he took off his clothes to get changed into his uniform, and he was just one solid mass of muscles. And he was a tremendous athlete, and people don't realize that. But he had this kind of impishness that people really appreciated. He was the best bad ball hitter in baseball. And there was a great story of Don Drysdale and Don Newcomb talking. And Don Newcomb said, I never learned how to get him out. And Don Drysdale said, oh, no, it was really easy. And Newcomb chuckled. He said, what are you talking about? He goes, all he had to do was throw him three straight strikes. He didn't actually know what to do with a real strike.
Carlo DeVito, the author of Yogi, The Life and Times of an American Original, thanks so much.
Thank you.